Guys, welcome back yet again. Today we've got beautiful Emma. How are you doing, darling? You okay?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, man. Look, it's beautiful to see you again. I wanted to actually do this when you was leaving the retreat the last time, but I know you was feeling the way you felt. So I wanted to just give this call today, just to give the people that are thinking of coming over to visit us over in sunny Gran Canaria, just to give them your take on your experience over here at Subconscious Retreats with me, Kaylee, Kiki, and the rest of the team. I know you also know Natasha from back home as well, who does the English side of it. But yeah, you know, just can you just tell us, what was your calling? What made you come looking for us?
I think my calling was that I'd gone to the end of the road as far as I'd tried every avenue for therapy. I'd gone to the doctors, I'd tried drugs, I tried alcohol, I'd done everything that I possibly could, and I realised I'd got to a dead end, and I discovered the retreat, and I realised I needed to do something for my family, because I have three children, and for my partner. I need to do something for me that could help me cure or help me with my PTSD. And this is what brought me to the retreat.
Okay, perfect. And what would you say was your, okay, so we did medicines. Which medicines did you do and what was your take on them?
Okay, so the first time that I tried ayahuasca, the first time I tried Bufo, that was quite difficult, actually. It was work. I found it sort of quite traumatic. It opened up doors that I hadn't explored before. It gave me a different perspective on my trauma. It made me look at my experiences through a third party, which is basically what psychiatrists try and do when you go into a therapy room. They try and get you to take the emotion out of an event. So it made me sort of really dig deep and look at that from a different perspective. And then when I did the ayahuasca, that it kind of brought the story to life, but in a slower process. So I could see the trauma unfolding, but again, taking myself away from the experiences and from the feelings and the emotions, which allowed me to open up and start to see the world again in a kind of a much more clearer and present light. With the help of Natasha, who was my guiding voice throughout the whole of the event, she has almost reprogrammed my mind to think more positively and to see myself as a better person. You know, my internal dialogue is less negative through the experience.
Perfect.
Great.
Kiki, do you have something to?
Yeah, I was wondering, sister, I know that you've been on also in other retreats with a brew, with the medicine drink that is liquid. In your own experience, what you can say the difference between the brew and the difference between this our style with the ayahuasca in a capsule form? Which is the difference that you felt? It was a stronger medicine, it was different type of emotions, it was a different type of releasing and healing. Can you let us know a little bit more what it was the difference? And also, if you can tell us, how was the process of getting out of the drug addict problems or whatever problems you have with addictions after this process of Bufo and the ayahuasca? Dear Emma.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually, one of the things I'd actually like to say about the drug addiction with the Bufo, it was quite a stark realization for me, is that drugs no longer worked. So I specifically remember actually going back to try drugs and it just didn't work anymore. It's like a part of my brain had been switched off and I'd no longer got the effects. So it became useless. Other drugs became useless. The medicine stopped the drugs from working for me. So I had no choice but to become clean and there was nothing I could do about it. That is what the decision I made, and I'm so grateful because it saved my life. I'm here today because I did the Bufo, and it stopped me on my path to destruction through the PTSD.
Great. And how was the feeling with the medicine that we are providing there in the capsule form? If you can make like a comparison between the brew and between the capsules.
I think I've only taken the capsules so far. The capsules are very strong. They're extremely strong, and I think you have to take a bit of time to process the tablets and to wait. So you have to be patient, which in this day and age, no one's patient, are we? But when they work, it really takes you through a journey, which is, it's absolutely outstanding and amazing, but scary and terrifying. Yeah. And it takes you to a place where it almost delves deep into your subconscious and your mind, and it takes you on a path, and it also releases a lot of the energy and a lot of the fear, but it also releases a lot of the skill set that you've actually got inside of you, which you didn't realize was available. You know, I've done NLP, and I tell you now that I can smell colors. Mm. I can actually see music. And this is taught by NLP, and actually that is released when you do something like ayahuasca. This is released from your mind. So whatever training you've had in the past will come to fruition when you're using ayahuasca.
I mean, okay, wow. To answer your question there about the brew and the tablets between the difference, I mean, Kaylee, she's done it all over the world. Yeah. So what would you
okay.
say your... with your, you know, experience?
The difference I found, you just went a lot deeper with the capsules, a lot, okay. lot deeper. The brew was very, very, very slow process. And so sometimes it didn't let me in, and I struggled to get in. It was just a very, very slow process, where the capsules are just, I literally just went in, went deep and seen what I needed to see. That would be the only, it just takes you a lot deeper and a lot more visual and emotional. The brew was just a very, very slow process.
I mean, Emma, to be honest, I mean, I've never done before until I started with Subconscious Retreats, ever done any type of psychedelic. You know, I tried other things, obviously over growing up and stuff like that, but I describe it more or less exactly like you. I would say it's a very profound, scary,
yeah.
beautiful experience. Do you understand what I mean? And just the things you get to understand is just, I mean, it's just what a journey, man. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful experience, you know? And I'd like to ask you, if you was going to recommend it to anybody, what type of people would you recommend it to? Who would you say?
I would recommend it to most people. I would recommend it to definitely people with PTSD, CPTSD, people who have addictions, people who have had any sort of mental illness, really. I've heard that it can start pathways in your mind. I'm no scientist, that helps you learn again. And I've noticed this with myself, that I started to see the world in a very different light, and I started to actually, my senses became alive. So it could really work with autism as well. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's been a game changer for me, a life changer.
And I remember speaking to you before, and you did tell me that you also thought it'd be quite good with Alzheimer's as well.
I do, only because of the evidence. If you look online, because actually, you know, I didn't come into this thinking, right, okay, I didn't know too much about it, but I did look at the papers online, so I wasn't completely blind, and I have not found anything negative about it. And I have seen research on Alzheimer's and Bufo, so there is something going on in universities where they're actually looking at the way this is going to work and if it can actually help other people in the future. So yeah, I would recommend it for everybody and dementia, everybody.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Beautiful.
Sister, how do you felt? How do you felt being with us? How do you felt about the feedback of the service of the all in general? Of subconscious retreat, the team, the place, the medicine, the ambience, the food.
How is it? It's amazing. Yeah. I love it. Honestly, it's amazing. I like can't tell you how much I love Natasha. She's been like a mentor. She's been like a mum to me. You know, I had a very difficult childhood, and often I had a lot of self-negative doubts. And when I met Natasha, she became like my mum in the room, and I called her my mum as well. As I went under, I really felt her love and her warmth, and I, in good and bad days, I could feel her presence. So for the event, and also with someone, if you have depression and stuff, a lot of the time you become sound sensitive. So even sitting at the table and eating with everybody and talking to everybody like it's a family, it really brought me back down to earth. It grounded me after the event. So the whole thing entirely is catered to make you feel like a home, that you've come home for a purpose. And it is really special. And it meant a lot to me, because I still am friends with the people that go to this event. I still stay in contact with people. It's a support network as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
I seen on our group that you are connected with the guys from South America, and it's beautiful that you are coming back to us again. Thank you so much for the trust. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much to appear in our lives. You know, that's one of the things that it make us, on my point of view, is that it keeps me keep going. You know, I have 7 years already. I've been traveling around the world. I've been serving a lot of people, and it's a little bit tiring. Of course, now we are doing this more in bases in Canarias, but anyways, you know, the motivation for me is you guys, all of you participants, my sisters, my brothers, my family, and somehow at the end of the day, this is a beautiful message of a medicine, you know, to be one, to love each other, to share, to understand, and to not have any kind of conflict between humans and be more in peace and in love. That is what the world needs, you know, in these days, mostly, you know, governments and politics getting a little bit more greedy and so on. I would love to give this to Putin. I would love to give this to Biden. I would love to give this to people around the world, you know, to make the world go change, you know. But yeah. I think we are putting this piece of grain, this piece of sand, you know, little by little, we are going to transform. And I hope many other people getting into this experience to dissolve all this anger, traumas, collective consciences, change. And I think we are getting close to do it. So yeah, I appreciate it a lot, sister. I love you.
I love you so much.
Also my sister, my brother, always connected, you know, it's been processed some months ago, and it's just beautiful, no? How is everything manifesting,
how everything comes together. It's just beautiful, you know. And it's and just meeting people on the same journey, people on the same path, people searching for the same outcome, you know, people trying to change, make a little change on this beautiful planet is what makes it worth it, you know. So yeah.
Just help one person, help one person. Yeah. Generational trauma.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what we're curing, generational trauma through generational healing.
Leaving us in the work, we're doing it anyway. having the medicine ourselves, we're doing a collective as well, so if we can just bring more and more people to do this, we'll just
thank you so much.
we appreciate your testimonial, sister. We are here 24/7 for you anytime you want. We are very happy that you're coming back next September, and yeah, whatever you need, please don't doubt, and just ring us or message us. We are here to support you, and we are here to grow as persons and to grow as humans.
Lovely. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Emma. Take care.
Thank you.
We all are one. I love you guys. And
no,
your time.